You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to shift a little bit this morning, and this is based on something that's going on with my wife. I've been listening to her for the last couple of months going off on these neighbors of ours. Now, I can talk about these neighbors because we don't know them. Jeremy has a harder time in this segment because he knows all of his neighbors, and he can't talk trash about them.
I really can't.
Because they, a lot of them listen, and so...
And they're just so delightful.
Sure, you gotta
say that. I love all of my neighbors. I really do.
I hear what you say off the air
about them. Oh, stop it. Whatever.
But we won't say on the air, so you don't get roasted by them. You know it's true.
Come on.
Come on. Especially that one. So anyway, we had some people move in probably about 4 or 5 houses down. And I want to say it was early summer.
Okay.
So it hasn't really even been 6 months yet. But they got off to a flying start with Gretchen because within 2 weeks of being there, they threw a big birthday party for their 4-year-old where they put the massive signs out in front of the house.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Addison. And they put a bouncy house out in the front yard. They had all the party streamers and balloons and stuff like that. And the balloons is the key to all of this because they had these giant Mylar balloons. How do you feel about Mylar balloons? Do you have a feeling one way or the other? It's okay if you don't.
I think that's the funniest question you've ever asked me.
Well, let me tell you something. I found out.
I got no beef with them.
I found out that Gretchen hates them because of their impact on, the earth.
Okay.
So one of the big Mylar balloons for Addison's 4th birthday got loose, got caught in the breeze, came down by our house, and is now stuck up in a tree. Oh. So when you walk out our front door across the street, there's a giant Mylar balloon. It's now been there for months because Mylar doesn't go away and it doesn't decompose.
It's stuck up in there.
And it's way too high up for anybody to get a ladder or anything like that. The trees around here are quite tall. And she's like, for the next 7 or 8 years, she goes, I'm going to have to walk out my door and see a giant Mylar balloon.
It's the thing that she sees, like, it's
for Addison's 4th birthday party.
Damn it, Addison.
So what we found about these neighbors, too, is that they are the We're the Fun House neighbors. And they threw another party over the weekend with more Mylar balloons. And once again, everyone's house in this neighborhood, everyone's house has big, beautiful backyards. Mm-hmm. They're really nice. These people, again, set up in the front yard and brought in bouncy houses, brought in, tents, brought in everything else. And I know there's going to be public defenders out there who say, well, maybe they do. We know they're doing it to show off to everyone in the neighborhood. Look how we throw a party around here. Look at the bounce house we got for our kids. They are the show-off family.
It's kind of funny.
I think it's sort of funny, but man, I'll tell you what,
she's all fired up.
It is pulling
now,
Gretchen's
Now, do they
string,
own a
man.
Balloon company or?
No. God,
so many
no.
balloons.
They're just really into the Mylar balloon. And what's funny to me is that as we were going by this weekend, we happened to see a kid let a balloon loose, one of those Mylar balloons, and float away.
Did Gretchen roll out of the car and beat the crap out of him?
I thought I had to hold the door closed. I had to reach across and hold the door closed.
She did a tuck and roll out of the car.
Now, in her defense, she's right that Mylar balloon has been there
Stop
for 5
saying
months,
Mylar balloon.
And it's not going away.
Okay.
And I can see her anger. And it was all for little Addison.
I love this story.
So that her family could show off to everyone.
Yeah.
How we spend money for our 4-year-old.
Now, let me ask you. You have said multiple times that your backyard is fairly dangerous. It's full of snakes. You are concerned about trees falling into your house. You're always hearing trees fall in the backyard, blah, blah, blah. Are they in that same situation where they don't want to have a kid's birthday party in a backyard where tree could potentially fall on them?
A tree could fall in the front yard. I mean, we live in a forest.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a safer environment out front.
No, they have a well-manicured back area. Totally possible for them to do it, but nobody would see it if they did it back there.
Okay.
Right. And the point is to show off to the entire neighborhood, look what we spend on our children.
Oh, that little Addison. Spoiled little brat.
So I'm starting the segment. The phones are open for listeners to call in and tell us, why are you mad at a neighbor right now? For Gretchen, it's a Mylar balloon.
Right.
That will never go away.
Just up there, killing
the
tree.
We're going to have to call in one of those trucks with one of those cherry picker things, you know?
Yeah, yes, do that.
That's going to have to get way up in there.
And pull it out. Otherwise, an eagle's going to choke on it.
I think that's probably right. We'll go in the order they arrived. Lori, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Howdy, boys. How are you?
Well, howdy to you. We're good.
Why are you mad at a neighbor?
Well, in a couple of reasons. Our neighbor has a dog that barks nonstop and barks from his bedroom window at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Yes.
And then he decided to put up a 6-foot fence right outside our living room window that's about 2 feet from our window. So I'm not real happy with him.
So you're just looking at a fence, huh? And hearing a barking dog.
Looking at a fence.
Time to move.
Yeah, so I think barking dog would be...
That's the worst.
That's pretty ubiquitous.
I think
man.
You can call animal control on that.
We have, and that hasn't gone down well, and that's why we got the fence outside our
Oh, yeah. It's a big middle finger. It's a big cedar middle finger.
God.
we're hoping and praying he will move. We've been here almost 40 years, and he just moved in about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Well, not cool.
Good luck, Lori.
We're glad you called. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys. Next up is Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
So why are you mad at a neighbor?
Well, we could have a whole segment on her, but I'll make it short. The way I met her, my kids have chickens. And we met her. She came over with a wheelbarrow banging on our front door, begging for our chicken poop.
What's she going to do with the chicken poop?
She's a gardener.
She's for her garden.
Sure,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a shovel, her wheelbarrow, and said, fill it up. I will be back because I want your chicken poop. I'm like, who are
Whoa.
You?
Well, do my manual labor for me,
don't you
and
have
I
to
shall
go,
return.
Don't you have to go clean it out anyway?
Yes, but at the same time, it wasn't my daughter's day to clean the chicken poop up.
Okay.
All right, listen, we got to
okay.
we gotta run. Thank you. My issue might be with the...
The chickens.
Person who has the chickens.
That's one of the reasons we moved from our previous neighborhood was the neighbor had chickens, and we couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Sorry, Lindsay.
Right
don't
now,
be
but,
mad.
I mean, but yeah, don't be mad at us.
I'd show up and say, "Put all your chickens in this wheelbarrow because I'm taking them somewhere else.
I'm taking them to KFC."
Yes.
I'm taking these to Popeyes. We're going to make sandwiches.
Yeah, the time has come. Get that deep fryer warmed up.
Oh, here comes Sarah. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're having fun.
Yeah, we're loving this.
We're
so
just
why
goofing.
Are you mad at a neighbor?
Well, so we live in a neighborhood, and our neighbors have a beautiful pool. And we look right into it, and they have invited all the neighbors around us to go swimming in the pool, even our neighbor's dog, and yet we haven't been invited.
Oh.
But they're very, very nice people. They just have yet to invite us.
Wonder
we
why.
We get to watch all our neighbors swim.
That's really strange.
And their dog.
Did you make a comment at some point about urinating in the pool or anything, or like a joke?
Yeah.
Nope.
No?
Well, nope.
And now
How
it's
weird.
Late October, so it's going to be another 9 months or so before you could possibly get an invitation, Sarah.
Gaze,
so. I know.
Gaze
it's
over.
Hot days when you're dying and you're just looking at their pool, and sometimes nobody's in it, and you just...
Except the dog, which is probably urinating in the pool.
Sarah, thanks for calling
Thank you, Sarah.
Us. Have a great day.
Funny.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Sometimes
That's so
weird. Maybe you got to look at yourself and say, why are we not getting
Are
invited?
We dirty?
Do we
stink?
Hello, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
So why are you mad at a neighbor?
Oh, my goodness. So we've had some new neighbors move into our complex. So our spaces are a little tight, and they always park so close to the line that if we don't get home before them, it's super hard to get out on the passenger side.
Oh, no. Do you have a sunroof?
I wish. I have two kids, so I'm always a little nervous, man, that the door might go flying open. And I actually left them a little kind of nasty note of like, hey, and just get over a little bit.
You're an anonymous note person?
A little bit. A little bit.
We've done segments before about anonymous notes.
Yeah.
It might be time to bring that segment
Why
back.
Did you leave a note?
Starring Rachel.
Good luck, Rachel.
Thank you for the call. Thanks for letting us have fun at your expense. Here's Kim. Kim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Hi, Kim. Why are you mad at these neighbors?
Well, there's a long list, but the most recent one was we live on a golf course, important to know, and we have beautiful trees everywhere. Well, there was a tree branch that was falling down, and so the neighbor that we like pulled it down and tried to break it off. Well, it just pulled it down farther, so my husband went and got a saw and a ladder and sawed it off. And the next day, as soon as I came home, because these neighbors are stalkers also, come to my door and tell me that he just got done watching a video online for 3 hours on how you can damage a tree by cutting it when you don't know what you're doing. And I'm like, 3 hours, really? And then proceeded to go turn me into the association because I am a tree killer.
Kim, well, we gotta run.
Funny, Kim. Good luck.
Thank you for that story. I think there's something to that, though, about the proper way to remove
a branch
without damaging the tree.
But again, you know,
ringing the doorbell and giving the lecture. I got to side with Kim on that one. Here's Marnie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Well, you get to bring this home before we go to break. Why are you mad at a neighbor?
Well, I live in a neighborhood where the houses are butted up next to each other, so we have really small backyards. And for over a year, my neighbor had a camera pointed out his window straight at my house or the lady's house next door. And when I confronted him about it, at first he apologized and said he'd take the camera out of the window. But then after that, he ended up flipping out on me and cussing me out and putting the camera back in the window. And evidently, I have no recourse because he's allowed to have a camera in his window.
Oh my God. That's probably true legally.
Yeah, he can
he
do
can
that.
He can have a camera.
Can you put...
and point it straight at my bedroom windows.
Well, give him a show, Marnie.
Well, you know.
Time to moon him. Speaking of butted up.
I covered up all my windows.
That's no way to live, though. That sucks if you got to cover your windows and worry about what's going on.
I know. So,
well,
yeah.
Can you put a camera up shooting right back at him?
You know, I probably could. Yeah.
But like,
let me ask
four
you something. How high up is the camera? Like, is it in a second story window or something?
Yeah. So it's in a second story window, sitting on the ledge, pointed at my house or pointed at the single lady next to me at
you know
her
what you
house.
That's creepy.
Too is you could technically figure out the angles and go out into your backyard and put up a pole that's got a big board at the top. Because if it's up against your fence and his, then it would cut the angle off. Does that make sense?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
You could put a little, it wouldn't have to be huge, but it would, if it's positioned properly, it would cut off his angle of his camera being able to capture your house.
I mean, that's creative.
You could decorate it during Christmas. And...
Yeah, you could write anything on there that you want, the side that's facing him.
This guy's a creeper.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I think he actually has mental problems. So, you know, I just try to stay away.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Well, good luck. Good luck,
Marnie,
with that.
Thank you for bringing it home. We appreciate you being on the show.
Bye, Marnie.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
Bye.
I can't imagine
being in that situation.
Just think about the lives that our listeners have to live with all of this.
You
got to
get a mirror that like does a reflection, I think, and then, you know, put the reflection right on the camera and melt it.
I don't know. Some of our listeners will write in with a creative answer for Mr. Camera. Oh, God.